Hello and welcome by Let's Build Your Laptop Lifestyle podcast. This is your host and laptop lifestyle architect Agnes B. And in today's show, we will talk about a problem you already have the solution for. Thank you for joining me today. In the last couple of episodes, we talked about business models you can start straight away. Kept this one for the last. And actually, this is a problem you have a solution for. And these are the info products. What do I mean by a problem you have a solution for? Have you ever purchased the book? Have you ever purchased the course for something because the end goal, what the product offered, is something you were aiming for? So basically what it gives you a solution for a problem, and maybe even a cookbook is an info product as well. You know, you want to eat, let's say, healthy, you purchase a healthy cooking book, and that's the solution what they offer. Your problem is you want to eat healthier, but you don't know what to cook. You also have solutions. You also went through stuff where you have the solution for. It doesn't need to be a huge problem, like, you know, solve world hunger or something. But I bet if you do something long enough, like a hobby or something you are passionate about, you will have a unique skill set you do better than anyone else or most of the people. Maybe you have a certain way you solve it. You figured out something, you know, on the way of the mastery. You can share with people how you get there. You can share that with people who are just beginning the journey. If you are a mother, if you're cooking, if you play video games or just went maybe one winter season without being seen, you have the secret. So many of us would appreciate if we don't need to go through the same trouble to get there where you are. So info product can be a book, can be something as simple as a cheat sheet. You can create an audio, video version. It can be a webinar or an online course where you teach the method, the process you went through. The brilliant idea behind info products is it eliminates the need of having a stock. You don't need to store the stock. You don't need to care about the delivery or the fulfillment itself. You just upload it somewhere where only people can access who already purchased it. And the coolest part is you can literally earn money while you are asleep. It still gives me the chills when you wake up to the email notification that you got money. It would feel nice, wouldn't it? You can sell ebooks on Amazon, you can start podcasting, you can publish your own magazine. But the biggest opportunity is, in my opinion, is creating your own product. But also with the biggest opportunity, there are the biggest obstacles. It takes time, of course. It takes a little bit of investment as well. But nowadays, I think, I don't know, from $500 you can get started, plus the ad budget, don't forget about that. But I think the biggest mistake people do, and why so many of the startups and small businesses fail, is because so many of us created the business the wrong way, the other way around. What I mean by that, Marissa Murgatroyd pointed out in one of her coaching programs, when you are just getting started, why would you try to build a whole empire on something you are just starting to experience with? Sure, you created the results for yourself. There is the knowledge, the process you went through. You maybe even drilled down to a step-by-step method. But you should learn to stand before you start run. You should see if this method, process, actually works for others as well. Also, you should make sure people get the results you were getting, right? We can't say with 100% certainty unless someone with a different skill set, with different background, can repeat what we did and get the same, similar, or even better result what we got. So that's why you don't start with a 3 days workshop in front of, I don't know, 500 people, right? You start small, you find a couple of people, you try your method, you create case studies and tweak the process on the way. People appreciate if you are honest and they feel connected if they know they help you developing something. We all love to be a part of something bigger, right? Another very important lesson to learn if you start small, you get the chance to work with people one-on-one and hold your breath for free. Yes, I've just said that. Find out more about them, about their problem, about the obstacles they face. This helps you to see who your best target audience is, who are the people you work with the best. You could spend money on market research, case studies, but the best way to find out everything is the free way. Don't hold yourself back. Give your best, all juicy knowledge, tricks and tricks, and yeah, all that for free. This way you know what other bonuses, other programs you could offer in the future, what is necessary to achieve that result for them, and what is an extra, what counts as an extra. Even for 10 people, you get so much information that if you want, you can have at least 2-3 other launches after you have your main one and didn't go insane. The third very good reason you should start small is on the way you will find your voice, you will find a story, you will find people with whom resonates your story the best. And this will help you tremendously on the way while you are starting your business and start to scale that business. The fourth point is what I would like to make. In order to find those people, you will have to hustle. You will have to go out there and step out of your comfort zone and start to talk to strangers. And we usually use social media, and it's just so strange that we cannot be more strangers, right? On social media, and it's still social media, so start to socialize there. This was a huge step for me, at least. But guess what? The most lucrative. When I was reaching out to people, I was terrified that they say no. And actually, I didn't start to promote myself a couple of years ago just because I was afraid from the feedback what I get from strangers. But you know what? When I was reaching out to people, of course, I got loads of rejection. Actually, most of them wasn't even rejection. It was just silence. You know, they never replied. But the yeses I received, the yeses was long-lasting and very lucrative. Even if they didn't become a client of mine, we are still working together with most of them, masterminding, collaborating, sharing our offers and clients. People follow you once they get to know you, and if not, maybe that's for the best anyways, right? Now, I know you are saying, yeah, that's great, but working for free sucks. And as I mentioned, you could spend time and money on market research, paying companies to test your ideas, but you learn the most if you get your hands dirty and see how that works out for others. Once you get the results for them, you will see how much you can charge for what you do. What I mean by that, if, for example, you create a course, let's say Busy Moms, and with that course, a busy mom can save $100 a month because they are cooking and not ordering takeaway. They can become healthier, maybe even leaner. It brings the family together. Actually, you could charge more than $100 for that product because in the long run, if someone implements it, they can save more than $100. So for them, it's worth than $100. There is a famous American businessman, and I just want to play a little game with you guys. He said, price is what you pay, but value is what you get. Guess who he is? Let me know in the comments, and I give away a free one-on-one coaching session. He also said, if you want a little hint, he also said, without passion, you don't have energy. Without energy, you have nothing. So do you know who this person is? Let me know, email me, add it to the comment, and I will give away a free one-on-one coaching session. The quote again, price is what you pay, value is what you get. So how does that sound? Don't forget, when you are creating your first info product, start small, one-on-one for free, and on a proper foundation, you can build a whole empire. But if you think this isn't for you, and this seems to be too much of a hustle, bless God, there is a solution called affiliate opportunity. I will talk about that in the next episode. If you are familiar with this part and just need that constant flow of marketing budget and you are not afraid to work for it, please feel free to reach out. I have a free 6 weeks program when we partner up, start to implement what you've already learned, and we start to use my resources in order to start the momentum going. Just click the link below and follow the system. Speak you soon. Thank you for clicking through today and have an amazing day. Bye bye. We'll be right back.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.